Since when did the Department of Education become a member of the police state? In a special Freedom File today, Reason Magazine editor-in-chief Matt Welsh is here with the horrifying story of what happened to a California man whose estranged wife defaulted on her student loans. Matt, it's a pleasure. Welcome here. What happened here? What happened to this guy? What did the police do? Who were they? Why were they there at 5:30 in the morning?
Yesterday in Stockton, California, the Department of Education's Office of Inspector General executed a search warrant on this guy's house, Kenneth Wright, a man who has three children, ages 3, 7, and 11. They burst his door down at 6 in the morning. There's reportedly around a dozen of them, with Stockton PD acting as backup, essentially. They handcuffed him for 6 hours, originally in his boxer shorts on his front lawn, in front of his kids, so that they could execute a warrant having to do with student loans for his wife, who is estranged and doesn't live in his house or apartment.
Have you ever heard of such an assault, such an attack, such a violation of personal liberty for such a frivolous matter in your career of observing and writing about the police?
Unfortunately, yes. We've had SWAT teams bust up peaceable weekly poker matches with buddies. We have accepted in this country a militarization of police, a normalcy of having paramilitary guys breaking down your doors, wrong door, no-knock raids for completely violence-free offenses and not doing the kind of due diligence, the kind of $100 to a PI due diligence to make sure that the target was supposed to be in the residence being affected.
All right, this is a particularly egregious case because the only violence here came from the police, and the person they're looking for didn't live there, and they apparently didn't do a basic private investigator-like due diligence to find out where she lived. Big picture, Matt, how did we get to this point in our society where the violence, the horrific violence by the police is accepted as the norm? And where will this bring us?
We've had basically since the 70s with the drug war, with transfers of military technology to local police departments and this sort of crackdown, this tough on crime crackdown that we've had for three decades, we've allowed ourselves to believe that it's okay, that it's the other people who are going to be the victims of the, or are going to be the targets of these raids. So it won't happen to us. Increasingly, what we're discovering is that it is happening to people who aren't breaking any laws, that these things are being executed with the flimsiest evidence. There isn't due diligence on the part of judges, and it only shows like this right. And outlets like Reason Magazine that look at this and have started to popularize this concept that we're living in this potential police state.
It is very dangerous, this potential police state, and at some point the people will rise up and say enough. Matt Welsh, it's a pleasure to have you. No matter what we're talking about, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.